The business pages, indeed the news pages, are full of headlines now about the mutual fund industry scandals, failure to disclose conflicts of interest, after-hours trades, and other illegal activities have many investors worrying if they should abandon their funds altogether. Here to help us figure out what to do is Michelle Singletary. She writes the syndicated column The Color of Money for The Washington Post and joins us for personal financial advice. Michelle, a lot of mutual fund investors are worried. Should they be?
Well, certainly I think this latest scandal in which brokers were getting paid and not fully disclosing those payments, we should definitely be worried about and concerned. But should that translate into us pulling our money out of the mutual fund industry? No, I don't think so. Unfortunately, there's not much we can do with our money these days but use mutual funds, which is the best way to get diversification. But there are some things you need to do when you go buy the fund that you want.
Well, I guess maybe start by asking your broker if they have some sort of relationship with this fund.
When it comes to buying your mutual fund, you need to ask the person who's selling it, what are you getting out of this deal? Who's paying you? What are your commissions? And how does these costs compare to other funds? And that's actually one of the things that the SEC is recommending under some new rules, that they fully disclose these things. And we should have been asking these questions all along. But, you know, who knew? I mean, people are working, and this investing is new for lots of us, so we didn't know what kind of questions to ask. But as these scandals unfold, listen, folks, you're going to have to research and know the right questions to ask because fees do impact your return.
You've mentioned these fees several times. What kinds of fees should we be prepared to pay, and what's fair?
It varies on the type of fund, so it's hard for me to say what fees. Certainly, one of the things that the SEC is proposing is that you will have to be told in real dollars what is this costing you and compare to competitors in the same sort of area.
Let me just say that I read in the news coverage last week that of 15 mutual funds that the SEC looked at, 13 of them had this conflict of interest problem that they were not reporting. Now, the SEC said its investigation continues, so it's not releasing the names of the individual funds that it's looked at. But 13 out of 15, it just sounds enormously widespread to me.
It's definitely widespread. And the fact that so many were not disclosing the fees and how they were paid and that they were paid to push certain products is really sad. And then they wonder why so many people have issues with investing. This is why.
Are you keeping your money in mutual funds? There's the question for you, Michelle.
I am, and I hate to promote any particular mutual fund, so I try not to say where I'm putting my money, but listen, I put it in Vanguard because I like Vanguard. But, you know, and that's one thing. I look for companies that I like their philosophy.
You're not getting any kickback from the Vanguard company for saying Michelle Singletary.
Positively, I'm not getting anything from them, which is why I tell you I try not to tell people where I'm putting my money because it's a very personal decision, and what's right for me may not be right for you.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column The Color of Money. She's the author of the new book, 7 Money Mantras for a Richer Life. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.